When I was a youngster in grammar school, there was a rather large kid in my class, Richard by name, who fancied himself as king of the playground. In other words, a bully. His modus operandi was to dare other kids to do things that involved the possibility of injury. That's how he got his kicks. Many took his dares, out of fear, I suppose. Many were injured. I always tried to avoid him, but one day, it was my turn. It's been 7 decades since that encounter. I don't exactly remember what he wanted me to do, but I refused. I said, no, I don't have to prove myself to you, shaking in my shoes all the while. I walked away, and surprisingly, there were no repercussions. Little did I know that one day I'd use that incident as an intro to my sermon. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness and to be tempted by the devil. Every time I hear that first line in today's gospel, I think, well, that's not fair. The Spirit and the devil are in cahoots with each other. The way Matthew tells it, Jesus goes from river water to desert sand with nothing in between. There's no cake and coffee afterwards with the family and friends celebrating the baptism. He goes from baptism to temptation. What are we supposed to do with that? How does the story in the wilderness and the temptation apply to our lives? I wondered, is there more to temptation story than just a test of our faithfulness, our morality, or our willpower? But St. Anthony did say, without temptation, no one can be saved. I've got so many questions. With my pre-adolescent experience in mind, I wondered, what if there is another overriding temptation, a temptation that runs through and underlies those other three? What if that temptation was necessary to our self-knowledge and growth into being a whole person, rather than just saying no? What if there is a fourth temptation? What if all the other temptations are just variations of this one? And what if it's that temptation that you and I are always struggling with? Of all the things I've realized as I got older is that my temptations aren't really between me and someone or something else. My temptations are almost always a struggle between me and myself. So this fourth temptation, it is the temptation to betray oneself, to betray who we are meant to be. And I think that's what Jesus was facing in the wilderness. Immediately before today's gospel, Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River, and a voice from heaven says, "This is my son, the beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Son, beloved, well pleased. That's who God declares Jesus to be. Jesus hasn't done anything to earn or to prove himself to be those things, not yet. And that's true for you and me too. Son or daughter, beloved, well pleased. That's who we are. regardless of what we've done or left undone. They are a given for Jesus. They are a given for us. And then the tempter came up to Jesus and dared him. He dared him. He said to him, if you are the Son of God. With those words, the tempter has raised the possibility, a doubt, that Jesus was not the Son of God. It's the temptation which would follow Jesus to the cross, where those who passed by derided him, shaking their head and saying, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. If you are the Son of God. That's not a question between Jesus and the tempter. It's a question between Jesus and himself. It's a question that we face between ourselves constantly. The wilderness did not break Jesus. It revealed him. By facing his shadows and his needs without giving in to them, he knew who he was. He emerged with a clarity that changed history. We can do the same. By being true to ourselves, by practicing discipline over impulse, humility over ego, integrity over power. By doing that, we transform those daily struggles into a pathway to personal growth. So, if we are the sons and daughters, the beloved and the well-pleased of God, what do we do with the rest of our lives? Have a holy Lent.